Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Reish Ches. We are up to Sift HaZayin, the last line on page 238. The Mechaber says in Sift HaZayin, Shasa Yayin Umayim, one who drank wine and water, Ein lo levarich al hamayim bari nefashos. He should not make a bracha achrona on the water of bari nefashos. Shebirkas hayayin potarton. Because the bracha achrona on the wine, the ala gefen, paters the bracha achrona on the water. Kishem shebebracha rishona yayin poter komine mashkim. The same way that when it comes to bracha rishona, we learned earlier that the bracha on the wine, the bari pregofen, paters all liquids. So too, we're learning over here, the bracha achrona on the wine paters the bracha achrona for all the other liquids. Says the Mishabura sevkoton ayin aleph, umayim, v'hu ha-din kol minei mashkin, afach ha-shuvim b'yoser. This din is not limited that wine, the brach achrona, paters, waters brach achrona, but really it's talking about any drink, even a very chashuv drink, much more chashuv than water. If you drank it together with wine, the brach achrona on the wine covers that other drink as well. Sevkatan ayin beiz, ein lo levarech on the mayim or any other drink, bar nefashos. Mari kishekova al hayayin. We're talking over here when you were koveya on wine. V'oz poter afilu lohayu hamashkim lefana b'shas bracha. If you were koveya on wine, then the bracha achrona on the wine will cover the water, even if the water was not in front of you at the time that you made your bracha on the wine. Or we're dealing with a case where the other liquids were in front of you at the time that you made the bracha on the wine. Then the bracha achrona of the wine will pater the other drinks, even if you only had one kos of wine and you were not koveya. Avol. Im lo kava, if you were not koveya, v'gam lo hayu hamashkim lefana b'shas bracha, and the other drinks were not in front of you at the time of the bracha, oz tzarech levarech al hamashkim la'achareyim kishem shetzarech levarech aleyim lefneihim. Then the same way you'd have to make a bracha rishona on the other drinks, you were not koveya on wine, the other drinks were not in front of you, we'll see in the Shaar Tzion, you have to say also that you didn't have in mind the other drinks. So the same way you would need a bracha rishona before them, you'd also need a bracha achrona after them. Like we saw earlier. So the two ways that you can possibly have the bracha achrona on the wine cover the bracha achrona on the water is either that you were koveya on the wine, even if the water was not in front of you at the time of the bracha, or if the water was in front of you at the time of the bracha, even though you were not koveya on the wine. So if you look in the Shaar Tzion and Os Ayin Aleph, he says, Ach, im hoya daito aleim b'shas bracha, if you had the other drinks in mind at the time of making the bracha on the wine, yesh mekilin she'ein tzarech bracha lefanav, there are those who will make you that you do not need a bracha rishona on the other drinks, like we learned earlier in Simin Kuf Ayin Dal b'mishabura, u'memelo hu adin le'inyan bracha achrona. So here the Shaar Tzion is adding another point that in order to require a bracha achrona on the other drinks, it has to be that you were not kovei on the wine, the other drinks were not in front of you, and you did not have the other drinks in mind. Now there is another very important Shaar Tzion over here, and that is Os Ayin. On that which the Mechaber said, that if the other mashkim were in front of you, the bracha achrona on the wine covers the other drinks, even if you only had one kos of wine. Says the Shaar Tzion and Os Ayin, the after le'inyan bracha rishona, even though when it comes to bracha rishona, efshir desagi lifter hamashkin, it's possible that it's enough wine to pat the other drinks, af im lo shasa mehayayin rak melugmuf. As we learned earlier, it could be that it's enough to drink a melugmuf of wine and then the wine covers the other drinks. Kemoshe kasafti shome be'alacha, ava le'inyan bracha achrona, lift or hamashkin bibirchasam lo yitzuya rakim shasar avias yayin shemuchuyav lo kuli alma bibracha. So however, when it comes to a bracha achrona, if you want the wine bracha achrona to cover the other liquids bracha achrona, then it's very possible that you have to drink a full revias of wine that makes you chayv in a bracha achrona according to everyone. As we learned earlier, there's a machlokas if you have to have a revias of wine or any other drink for bracha achrona, or even a kazayas, which is a third of a revias. But if you want to be yotzi according to everyone, so you'd have to have a revias of wine, you make a bracha achrona on the wine, and that would cover the other drinks. V'imshasa pachos mekeshir zeh. But if you drank less than a revias of wine, yesh la'ayin badavar eich yaseh le'inyan bracha achrona demashkin. then we need to be ma'ayin what would be the din legabe making a bracha achrona on the other drinks. The halo yesh deos as sovrim, there are shooters that hold afilu al rov revius. Even if you only had a rov revius, v'efshur afilu al kazayas, and some say, even like we just mentioned, even on a kazayas, kimavur b'simen reish yud, you still need a bracha achrona. Tzarech levarech main shalosh, you still need the bracha main shalosh. And therefore, if in fact those shitas are correct, you're really chayiv in the bracha achrona on the wine, and that would cover the other drinks. So memela, you can't make the bracha of bari nefashos on the other drinks. Would you say because we don't know how to clarify the halacha of how much wine you have to drink to be mechayiv in the bracha achrona? Yichuyev ayideze levarech bari nefashos rabos v'tarachin. In other words, if you drink a revius of wine, according to everyone, you need a bracha achrona. So for sure, the other drinks are covered. You would not make a bar nefashos. But if you drink less than a revius of wine, in which case you get yourself into a case of safek bracha achrona on the wine, so you can't lemaisa make the bracha achrona. But it could be the other drinks are really covered by what should be made on the wine, but you can't make it, and memela you would not be able to make another bracha achrona on the drinks. Now, if you look at note number 69, he says, "The afshel amaisa einu mevarech al hayayin bracha main shalosh." What comes out from the Sharetzion over here? If you drank less than a revius, it's a suffix of whether you're chayv a bracha achron or not. So, lemaisa, you're not making a bracha of main shalosh on the wine. V'im kein me'eze tam yifteru hamashke mibracha. The Sharetzion is saying, even though you're not making a bracha achrona, but since there's a tzad that you'd be chayv in a bracha achrona, and that tzad would cover the other drinks, so even though l'maisa you're not making the bracha achrona, you still can't make a bracha achrona on the other drinks, because maybe really it's covered by the wine that you should be making a bracha achrona, but you can't because of a safek bracha. So, frek note number 69 from all the achronim, the bottom line is, in this case, when you had less than a revius of wine, you're not making a bracha main shalosh on the wine. So if so, how could it be that that would patter up the other drinks from a bracha achrona? Harei b'pashtus yayin poter shar mashkim. The simple understanding of why wine patters other drinks is mishum shebirchaso poteres osam. It's because the bracha of halagefen that you make on the wine patters them. V'kasher eino mevarich, and if you're lemaisa not making the bracha achrona, ein ma sheyiftor osa mibracha. There is nothing that could patter them. So how could the Shaar Tzion say that if you had less than a revius, but more than a kezayis, so you're in the state of a savek bracha achrona on the wine, and therefore you can't make any bracha achrona on the other mashkim? Because if you'd be chayiv in the bracha achrona on the wine, that would cover the other mashkim. So now that you're mesipik, so you can't make the bracha achrona on the wine, you still can't make a bracha on the shar mashkim. If lemaisa you're not making a bracha achrona on the wine, what's covering the shar mashkim? V'chein he'iru b'shal shenshuvas igras Moshe u'be'emik bracha u'b'shal shenshuvas shevet alevi. This is the question that all these mefarshim ask. So the note continues, if you skip a few lines, Bir Hagon of Ayer Leib Shtaiman. So Shtaiman suggests an answer to their question for the Chavetz Chaim, Shekeshem shama'acholim ha'necholim b'sol sudas pas nitpolim elov. The same way that when you eat other foods during a suda of bread, the other foods are tuffel to the bread. V'efshar lepotram b'bari nefashos, and you can't make a bari nefashos on other foods during a suda. Afim eino mevarech b'chas hamazon. Even if for some reason you're not going to make a b'chas hamazon on the suda, you still can't make a bari nefashos on the other foods. Mishum shenasu chelik misudas pas, because they were officially joined in as a part of the suda of bread. V'ein lohem chiyuv atzmi shel bracha. They don't have their own chiyuv bracha. Says Rishtaimen kach biyayin. So too, when it comes to wine, shepoter mashkim hadin kain. When wine patters other drinks, is the same din. The alkain binyanenu. Therefore, over here, sheisafik shemen yua mashkim chelik misudas hayayin. Maybe these drinks are really a chelik of your sudas yayin. Einu yachal averach bar nefashos. You wouldn't be able to make a bar nefashos. The way he's understanding it is not that it's the bracha that you actually make on the wine that covers the other drinks. It's not so too, it's not a bracha of brichas hamazon that you make that patters the other foods. It's that the other foods are totally swallowed up and bottled to the bread, so they don't require their own bracha achrona. The brichas hamazon is the bracha achrona on them. Here also, they're not deserving of their own bracha that's covered by the bracha of the alagethen, but rather they don't require a bracha at all. They're covered by the alagethen. So if you have a suffix in the alagethen, Zakar Shtaim, according to the Chavetz Chaim, you would not be able to make a bracha of bracha. nefashos, because the bracha on these drinks during the suda of yayin is not bar nefashos. It's really ala gethen, which you're not able to make on the wine, and therefore you're not able to make it on the other drinks as well. That is the explanation of Rav Shaiman from this psak of the Shaar Tzion. Let's go right in the Mishabura of the Sifkotan Ayin Gimel. Shebirchas Hayayim Potartim. We said if you drink wine and other drinks, the bracha achrona on the wine covers the other drinks. Vafilu im era sheviu hamashkim achar shenimlach. In a case where you a koveya on your wine, even if it happens that you brought the other drinks after you changed your mind, vihisir taitu mishtias hayayim, even though you already decided you're not having any more wine, then they bring out more drinks. The oz b'vadai tzarech levarech bracha rishon ala mashkim. In that case, where you misir das from the wine, you for sure need a new bracha rishon on the other drinks. Delo adif miayin gufa. It's no better than having more wine. After you decide not to have more wine, someone brings you out more wine. You need a new bracha on the new wine. So certainly you'll need a new bracha on the other drinks that are brought out. Afilu hachi still. Ain tzarech levarech bari nefashos rabos. You will still not need to make a bari nefashos on these other drinks brought out after you misir das from the wine. Kevan shekove mitchil al hayayin. Since you were koveya from the beginning on the wine, nitbal hakol liayin, everything you have before you make the bracha achrona is covered by the wine, v'niftar bibirchaso, and is covered by the bracha achrona on the wine. If you look at note 72, he points out from the Chazon Ish, she'en echreya badover, this is not so pashut. She'yesh svara lomer kamogen Avram, there is a tzad to say like the Magen Avram, Shalolam ein ha-tofel nitfal le'ikr elim kein daito alav. There's a tzad to say that tofel is only considered secondary to the ikr if you had it in mind. Aval imisiach es daito me'achilas ha-ikr. But once you took your mind off the ikr, like over here, you took your mind off having more wine, shuv ein shaychus bein ha-ikr va-tofel. There's no longer a connection between the ikr and the tofel. You misiach das on the ikr already. It's like you had each one in its own time, and therefore it's not the Chazon Ish, it's not so pashut with the Mishabura saying that even if you were kovei on wine and you were meisir das from having any more wine and then they brought you another drink, the Chavetz Chaim is saying it's still covered by your ala gefen. It's not the Chazon Ish, it's not so pashut. Maybe only while you still have in mind to have more of the ikr, then something else can be considered the tafel. But once your mind is mesiel das on the ikr, the tafel is not connected anymore to the ikr and would require its own bracha achrona. Says the Mechaber Vayter in Sif Yud Zayin, Bircha Sholosh Eina Poteres Me'in Sholosh. The bracha of benching, which is the Bircha Sholosh, does not pater something that really deserves a Me'in Sholosh, that needs an Alamichya. Meaning, Shem Ochel Daisa, person at Daisa, which is porridge, it's made out of 5 grains, it needs an Alamichya. Ein Bircha Samozon Patarta. A Bircha Samozon will not pater the Alamichya that is needed on the Daisa. However, when it comes to wine, bircha shlosha potarto, if a person benched on wine, that would work and that would pat to the wine. Shin berach alayayin bircha samozo bimkom alagefen yotza. If a person made a bircha samozo over wine instead of an alagefen, he would be yotze. V'hu adin in berach al hatmorin bircha samozo bimkom alayetz yotza. The same thing is true if a person had dates and he benched afterwards, instead of saying alayetz, he'll also be yotze. Even if he didn't finish the whole benching, he only said the first bracha, that would be enough. So whether he had wine or he had dates, and he started benching and he said the first bracha, his yotzei already, he would actually not be allowed to go weiter in the benching. The first bracha of benching would cover the ala gefen or the ala eitz for the wine and for the tmarim. But if he started benching and he realized his mistake in the middle of the first bracha benching, so he should not finish that bracha. Rather, he should switch over to the bracha of Me'in Shalosh, to Alamichya, or Al Gefen, or Al Peros, the Yisayin bracha to Me'in Shalosh, and he should end with the Chasima of the Me'in Shalosh. So let's see the Mishabura now in the beginning of Sif Yud Zayim, Sif Kotan Ayin Dalad. So he said the bracha of shalosh, meaning benching, does not pater in alamichya. And if you ate daisa, benching doesn't pater. It says in Mishabura, it's a lomer shalom b'socha suda. We're talking about over here where he had the daisa not as part of the suda. The ilu besoch asuda, because if you had it in the middle of a suda, afilu kodem birgas hamazon, even if you had it before benching, after the whole suda, vadai shalosh brachos potra. Then for sure the benching covers it. So we're discussing over here a person had daisa, independent of a suda, and he benches on it, then it will not work. So if katan ayin hey daisa, daisa is simply an example, but the same thing is true with any dish that's made from the five grains. Even though any food, any dish from the five grains is more filling and satisfying than having dates, and we just learned in the Mechaber that dates are covered by Birchas HaMazon, yet the five grains dishes are not covered by Birchas HaMazon. Afilu hachi, still, kevon de islu iluya achrina bapas, since the five grains have another way to be raised up, to be even more chashev, and that's by being made into bread, shepas nasis ikar mine dogam, because bread is made mainly from the five grains, so lo shayach birchas shloshek him bapas. Since there's the potential of the five grains to be made into bread, so the Birchas HaMazon is reserved for bread. So if you use the five grains to make a dish that's not as chashev as bread, therefore, even though it's more satisfying than the tamarim, it fills you up more than the tamarim, you would not be allowed to make a Birchas HaMazon on that lower grade dish of the five grains. Only the benching can only cover the highest level. So bread is the highest level of the five grains. Benching covers bread. Benching does not cover daisa or any other dish from the five grains, even though it covers tamarim, because tamarim are on the highest level they can reach. But then the Mishnah Berurah says that's all of the shita of the Mechaber. But v'day you should know, the ledina hiskimu kama achronim shelo kedas haMechaber halacha lemaisa, some achronim go unlike the Shulchan Aruch, and they say el adidaisa v'chein kol shehu mimine dogon b'dyeved birchas hamazon patarton. They argue the Mechaber. They say no, just like dates are covered by benching, any dish of the five grains also will be covered b'dyeved by benching. Tekevan dehuzayin, since the dish from the five grains is satisfying, it's filling, logria mitmarim, it's not worse than tmarim. The kol shekein bepas kisonin devade birchas hamazon potarton, certainly if it's pasul b'kisnin, certainly it will be covered by benching. So we have here a machlokes between the Mechaber and some other achronim. Do we say that the bracha of benching will pater the five grains dish or not? The Mechaber says it does not. The other achronim say that it does. But the Mechaber admits that when it comes to yayin, then benching does cover it. Says the Mishnah Berurah of katan ayin vav avol b'yayin, even if you had wine not in the suda, you had wine on its own, the bracha of benching will pater wine b'dyeved, even though it's outside the suda. The reason is mishum diayin zayin v'soed aleiv, because wine is satisfying; it fills up the heart. K'molechem, it fills you up like bread does. V'ayin b'bir alocha. Now, if you look at note number 76, it's a very, very interesting note over here. Says note 76, V'af mi sheberach al yayin, o al tmarim, al hamichya. So the Mishnah Berurah and the Mechaber are just discussing a case where a person said benching over wine or dates. What if he didn't say benching, but he said al hamichya, instead of al hagefen, or instead of al ha'etz, he said al hamichya? So kosav alavush sheyotze yidei chova, he's yotze mishum shehem mezinim v'suadim. Since again they're mezin, they're soed, so that bracha of alamichya will cover the wine and the dates. V'kosav el yirabe shekem avur b'rashi al harif v'chein mistaber achladina tzarachin halach lemaisa nizim ubal yezuta kosav shesavi brachos lahakel v'lochein mishaber benusal zel lo yivarech shuv. So say the poskim, the same way that benching covers the wine and the dates b'dyeved, if you said alamichya b'dyeved, that also would cover the wine and the dates. If you look at the next part of note number 76, the next paragraph, he writes, v'chein mi sha'acha mine mizonos, so to a person who ate mizonos, v'gam shosa yayin u'ochal tmarim, and he also drank wine with his mizonos, or ate dates with his mizonos, ubebirchas me'in shalosh shachach lahaskra alagefen olaperos, and he made an alamichya, but he forgot to mention alagefen for the wine or alaperos for the dates. Vehiskir rak alamichya, all he said was alamichya. The Kabachaim writes sheyotze yidei chavaso, the same way that benching covers these items, alamichya covers these items. And therefore, it's not only if you made an ala milchia instead of an ala gefen, but even if you made an ala milchia on a mezonos food, but you were supposed to also make ala gefen and you forgot to say it, the ala milchia would automatically cover the wine as well. Mipnei shenitru b'ala milchia, your yotze with just ala milchia covers the wine b'dievet as well. Kedas ha-poskim ana, like the poskim we just mentioned, v'chein das ha-gonor v'yashiv, and ha-gonor chayin kinyeski. So that's very important. That means halach l'maisa. They're saying if you had a kiddush on Shabbos, you drank wine, you had mizonos, and you just made an ala milchia, in that exact case, they're saying ala milchia already covers the wine. You wouldn't go back and make another bracha on the wine. Ela she'osav ha'goner v'yashiv, she'lechatchila roi lachsor v'lishos reviyas yayin levarech birchas ala gefen. But l'maisa, Rav Yashiv says it would be better to go ahead and drink another reviyas of wine. That way you'll be chayiv a new bracha of ala gefen, and you'll have in mind to cover the previous wine as well. Achein, however, Kosov b'shalos and shuvas hartzvi. The hartzvi says this is not so pashit. He says, she'omnom l'fi svaras ha'prim gadim. Although it's true l'fi the prim gadim, bracha achrono poteres es kol ma she'nichlo bo'avka shel kivin alkach. Even though, according to the Prima Gadam, it's true, a bracha achrona covers other foods, even if you didn't have them in mind. The imkein nifter hayayin b'ala milchia, and therefore the wine would be covered by ala milchia. Kedas halavush v'haber hetev. Ach lefima shekosov b'shalan shuvas rab po'olim. But according to what the shalan shuvas rab po'olim writes, shegam bracha achrona eino poteres b'lo kavona. He holds, not like the Prima Gadam, but a bracha achrona does not cover things that you don't have kavona for. So he owed tzarech loshuv levarech al yayin. You would have to go back and make another bracha achron on the wine. So this case, although all the poskim seem to go with the first side, the Rav Polim argues and says that l'maisa you have to have it in mind, and therefore if it was by accident that you only made an ala milchia and you forgot to make the ala gefen, he holds that it would not automatically cover the ala gefen, and you would go back and make another bracha of ala gefen. Let's go back to the Mishabura. We turn to page 240. We said, who adin if you make a bracha on the tmarim of birchas hamazon in place of ha'etz, your yotze. The sivkotan ayin zayin, the tmarim nami zayin. Because tmarim also satisfy ke'ein mine dagon, just like the five grains, v'shayach bu b'diyavet birchas hamazon. Therefore, it is shayach by them to say birchas hamazon. Ma she'ein ke'ein sha'ar peros, which is not the case by other fruit, afilu mishivas haminim, minus of the five grains, afilu b'diyavet ein yotze b'birchas hamazon. They do not satisfy as much as dates, and therefore, on the other Zayaminim, even if you said Brachas HaMazon, you would not be Yosei B'dievet. Sevkatan Ayin Ches is going on that which the Mechaber told us, that even if you only said the Brach of Hazon for the wine or the Tmarim, you Yotze, and you wouldn't go weiter. Zakhtan Mishabur Ayin Ches, Af Agav She'ein Bo Mein Shalosh. Even though, as we discussed previously, benching has three brachos d'oraisa, in the bracha main shalosh, if you say it, you have a ke'ein of all three brachos, really of all four brachos. Over here, you're only saying one bracha of hazan, so you only have really one third of it. So Zakta Mishabura, even though she'ein bo main shalosh, in that one bracha benching that you said, mikomakom still. Kevan shekfar gomer hazon hasakol, since you already finished the bracha of hazon hasakol, shuv ein yochol lomer habrachas hanusaros, you're not allowed to say the other brachos of benching. Shelo niskenu lechatchila al hayayin vatmarim. Those other brachos of benching were not established for wine and dates. Look at note 79. V'chein mi she'enu yodeyas nusach ala michya. So too, someone who doesn't know the proper nusach of ala michya, he doesn't have a bencher. Rav Scheinberg paskin shal pi divriya mishabura halolo, based on this mishabura, lechora yivarech lechala pachos as abracha arishona shabrachas amazum. At least you can say the first bracha of brachas amazum, sharei zekashasat chak. So if you don't know the proper nusach of ala michya, says Rav Scheinberg, the same way if you accidentally made the first bracha benching, that would cover the dates, and that would cover the wine, so too if a person doesn't know the nusach, he can v'dyevet v'shas hadchak, say just the first bracha benching, and that would be good enough. If you look in the Bir Aloch over here, Devar Maskel, Elo Birchas Hazon Yotza, he writes, I am the Shabura, Mikom Mokom Tzarech Tam, L'maisa, we need an explanation, Da'alochosa b'birchasa, Birchas Aretz, Birchas Yerushalayim, like the Mishabura really, really referenced, L'maisa, you're supposed to say Me'in Shalosh. In the Me'in Shalosh, you have also a reference to Birchas Haaretz and Birchas Yerushalayim. Here, you're only saying one bracha of benching of Hazon HaSakol, so you're missing out on Birchas Haaretz and Birchas Yerushalayim. V'al korcha tzarech lomer, Zadach HaVetz Chaim, you're forced to say, D'lo tiknu lichlo b'habracha kol gimel dvarim, mazon v'eretz v'yushalayim, Chazal were not misaking to include in the bracha of Alamichya all three things, Mazon, Eretz, and Yerushalayim, Rak L'chatchila. Obviously, those three things were only established in Alamichya L'chatchila. U'bidyevet in Lohiski Rak Mazon L'chud Yotza. And bidyevet if you only mention the Mazon alone, your Yotze. Achakach Matzasi Shekein Kasa Rabbeinu Yonah Perakeitzim Avarachim B'sofo. Afterwards, says the Beralocha, I found that Rabbeinu Yonah writes this at the end of Parakeitz the Mevarchin. Vochiach mizeni prusim here, the bracha me'ein shalosh shidur rabbanim. If you could be yotze only by saying hazon without saying aretz and Yerushalayim, so obviously the bracha of me'ein shalosh is only midrabbanim. Uman da'amr da'araisa, and we'll see soon it's a machlokas whether al-michya is da'araisa da'rabbanim, but Zot the Beralocha, according to the one who says that al-michya is da'araisa, the emes sarachin, if it's da'araisa, you should have to have all three things. That's what the Torah says. That for bracha achrona, for benching, you have to have all three things that are there. So l'chor, if we're going to say that you're yotze with only one bracha benching, it has to be that when alamichu was established with all three things, that was only a din l'chatchila and not b'dievet, and that's because the bracha mein shalosh is only a din d'rabbanan. Continues the Mishaburis of Katan Ayin Tes. We said v'imniskar, if you remembered in the middle of saying the first bracha of benching on wine or on dates that you're in the wrong place, you're saying the wrong bracha, you should switch in the middle of the bracha and turn it into a me'in shalosh. The l'chatchila, halo b'vada yeshu l'varei bracha sheyichlo me'in shalosh kedin. Because even though we're saying b'dievet, it's okay just to say the first bracha of benching, but the Maaseh, you're not allowed to go past the first bracha. So if you realize it during the first bracha, it's certainly better to say a bracha like Me'in Shalosh that will include all three things than just to finish up the first bracha benching where you're only Yotze B'di'evid and you're not chapping all three things. We'll stop here and continue with Hashem next time with Sif Yud Ches.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.